It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message in over the weekend from one of our listeners, and let me read exactly what it said. My friend stayed in a hotel in Waterford with her kids recently and noticed that the hotel was full of immigrants. This is what I'm just reading. Don't shoot the messenger now. And goes on to say, no mention of this was made when she made the booking at the hotel. Should guests be told that part of the hotel they're planning to stay in is being used to house immigrants? And that's from one of our listeners. I think her name is Anne. Is it Anne?
Yep, it was.
Anne, thanks very much indeed for your message. Anne contacted us over the weekend. So quite simply, my friend stayed in a hotel in Waterford with her kids recently and noticed that the hotel was full of immigrants. No mention of this when she made the booking at the hotel. Should guests be told that part of the hotel is used to house immigrants, asks Anne.
Now, because language is important and words are important, Anne, and I corrected Anne on this on Facebook and she wasn't too happy, they're not immigrants, they're asylum seekers. So there's a difference between immigrants and asylum seekers. And I'm not saying you're stupid, Anne, but stupid people don't get that. So, Anne, in a hotel where you go to, yeah, the person working behind the kitchen or serving you at the table is more likely an immigrant.
So absolutely.
An immigrant is someone who came here legally, not illegally, legally, and is working and paying taxes. That is an immigrant. So the Irish people in Australia are
immigrants.
They're not asylum seekers. They're not invaders. They are immigrants. An immigrant is someone who goes from one country to another to make a living, to earn money. So that is the doctor, the gynecologist who looks after you, Anne, is an immigrant. The people staying in the hotels, and language is important. It really is, because we have to differentiate between immigrants and asylum seekers. Would you agree?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
So the people staying in that hotel,
the vast majority of foreign nationals
are immigrants.
In this country are immigrants.
Not who
are
asylum
here legally.
Seekers.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So Spanish people, whatever, the Brazilian people over here on a student visa, they are immigrants. These people in the hotel are
most likely asylum seekers.
Well, asylum seekers are being put up in the hotel. Now, the question is, Adrian, should we have a right to know if...
So you
book a hotel next weekend. You and your missus are going away to Galway next weekend, yeah? And you ring up the hotel and you say, have you got a room, please, for next weekend? And they say, yeah, Mr. Kennedy, here's the price, there's the room. Should you be able to say, by the way, are there any asylum seekers being housed in your hotel?
Well, a couple of things here. Firstly, nobody ever rings hotels anymore because everybody makes bookings online, either with the hotel website or on booking.com or whatever. Should you be given the answer if you rang the hotel directly and asked the question straight out? No, I don't think so. It's none of your business who the other guests in the hotel are. But secondly, I mean, Anne is saying, should guests not be told the part of the hotel is used to house immigrants? So what? You go on to booking.com and you book this particular hotel in Galway and a little red warning down the bottom of the screen says, warning, this hotel contains immigrants. Don't be so stupid. It's ridiculous.
Should you not be able to, say you book a hotel in Galway with Trivago.
Yeah.
Okay, and you book the room. I don't think anybody's suggesting that there should be a button on Trivago. So you book the hotel in Galway for 2 nights.
Yeah.
And you're happy with the price and all that. And then you ring them up and you go, by the way, I've a room booked there for Saturday and Sunday. I just want to know, are there asylum seekers, not immigrants, are there asylum seekers working
No,
there?
It's absolutely none of your business. Say, for example, say if Manchester United were playing in Dublin and I wanted to go and stay in a hotel and I hate Manchester United, should I be able to ring? Is there any Man United fans booked into this hotel? No. That's stupid. Ridiculous.
That's even worse than an analogy I would come up with.
No, but it's not. In other words, okay, I don't like English people, let's say. Can I ring hotel? Are there any English people staying there?
No. I get the point you're trying to make. It's not.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely stupid.
The people who are about to talk to on today's podcast and who've been commenting on our Facebook page are saying, well, yes, they have a right to know because they don't believe it's safe, that if a whole floor of a hotel has been taken up with asylum seekers who may be predominantly unvetted men, that they have a right to know for the safety of themselves.
And another message we saw says, we stayed in a hotel in Ireland. The children's toys were all over the corridor, adult bikes and prams. They came down to breakfast in the morning in their PJs. Absolutely not when you're paying €400 to €500 for a two-night stay. In other words, they believe, but you're not talking about unvetted males here. You're talking about kids and bikes and stuff like that in the hotel.
Yeah, so I don't know what the danger is of asylum seeker kids.
Anyway, the bottom line is, no, it's absolutely none of your business who the hotel is housing, who is staying in the hotel, whether it's on a long-term basis or a short-term basis. It is none of your business.
Well, last year I was staying in a, and I'll share this story with you guys. Last year I was staying in a hotel in Limerick. I was going down for 2 days. Myself and my wife, and we booked the hotel in Limerick, and we did do it over the phone. And I asked them, because Limerick has a very big traveller population, I asked them when I was booking it, do any travellers stay there? I want to know. Members of the travelling community.
Fuck off.
Members of the travelling community.
Yeah. You asked that question?
Because the hotel was in, it was in Limerick, and Limerick has a very high...
Talk about being stereotypical.
And Limerick has a very...
You rang the hotel? Are you actually listening to these words coming out of your gob?
Yeah. And I rang the hotel and I said, I'm staying in your hotel Friday and Saturday with my wife. I just want to know, are there any members of the travelling community staying in this hotel before I complete the booking?
And what were you told?
I wasn't told anything, Adrian, because I never asked that, obviously. I'm making a point. I'm making a point that if I were to go on the today's podcast and say that, yeah?
I mean, you did. I actually believed you.
No, I've never stayed in. It's actually one of the cities I've never stayed in. But if this was about members of the travelling community, yeah, it'd be a completely different thing. If we were talking about this, if I came on today's podcast, yeah, and said that I pulled my booking of a hotel because I found that there was travellers staying, what would happen?
There'd be murder, yeah.
There would be absolute murder. So do you see where I'm going, guys? Do you see where I'm going with this? That you cannot expect a hotel to hand over that kind of... And by the way, I wouldn't have a problem with travellers staying in a hotel. But I'm saying, what is the difference between me giving out about that and all the people giving out about asylum seekers? You don't. By the way, you could be staying in a hotel next week on a Saturday night, and the chances are that there's a rapist
in the hotel somewhere.
In the hotel. Yep. Absolutely. Not necessarily foreign national. Could, and Diane doesn't get it. Jeremy, do you hear yourself when you speak? Diane, for fuck's sake, would you Google the word analogy, okay? I didn't actually ring the hotel.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to throw your opinion into this conversation. Let's kick off, if we can, with Quiva.
Hey, I just want to say that the woman and kids should have been informed by the hotel that asylum seekers are staying in there. I would have thought former hotels / camps would be housed by asylum seekers at this stage. I'm not a racist or xenophobic by any means, but former hotels and camps should be for asylum seekers only.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.
Ciarán, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ciarán?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Ciarán. Should people booking into hotels be entitled to be told whether or not it is housing any asylum seekers?
No, absolutely not. Like you say, whose business is it who's staying in the hotel and who isn't? You know, it's ridiculous, because where do you draw the line? I mean, the hotel could be, as you may already made the point, hotel is full of unvetted people already. Everyone who stays in a hotel is unvetted. You know absolutely nothing about their background. Could be a gang of rapists staying there on a stag night, all with criminal convictions, and you have no idea. So what would the advantage be? You can make a choice not to stay there, But most people know which hotels are being used anyway.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I couldn't tell you what hotels in Galway or Limerick or Waterford are being used.
You could easily find out.
Local people may, but I wouldn't necessarily know that.
You would know. If you put a hotel in Donegal into Google and put asylum seekers beside it, it'll tell you if it's been used or not, or if it's been planned to be used or whatever.
There are many people commenting on our Facebook that are saying, yes, we absolutely have a right to know. We need to know who we're sharing the hotel with and blah, 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 blah. You obviously think that's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, put it this way, Adrian. I wouldn't, if hotels started doing that, by the way, we are housing asylum seekers and, you know, it wouldn't stop me staying in the hotel. So what would be the problem? Why would we have to know? We don't know, or we do know. Do you know what I'm saying? If we don't know, we're not going to know anyway. If we do know, are you going to honestly, like I said in my message, you know, the way it is, 6 weeks before an Oasis gig or a Springsteen gig, you go looking for a night's accommodation in Dublin, there aren't any rooms for €1,000 or less, and then you find one for €80. And you're told that it's full of asylum seekers. Are you going to stay there? I would. Why not?
Yep. I mean, as long as they're not staying in my room with me, then I don't.
Well, obviously that's not going to happen. I mean, what difference does it make? I mean, if just to really stretch it, I mean, you know, if you came into a hotel and saw people in there that you know had criminal convictions for all sorts of things. What are you going to do about it? I don't get what the issue is. What can you do? The only thing you could do is choose not to stay there. But that's going to be your loss, especially if you're desperate for a hotel room.
And the fact of the matter is, most Irish people who book hotels for the weekend, are staying in hotels that are housing asylum seekers. And they just don't. And by the way, if anybody has had a bad or negative experience, obviously we read out a couple of messages at the start of the podcast, but if anybody has had a negative experience in a hotel because they were housing asylum seekers, we'd love to hear from you, because people are going to claim that we didn't put these stories out there. I'm actually asking for these stories. So this is your opportunity. If you have a story about something happening that your stay in the hotel was absolutely ruined by the fact that half the hotel was housing asylum seekers, speak up. So
well,
just to finish on, there's 240 Irish hotels that have asylum seekers, according to the stats here.
Some of which, by the way, have been taken over entirely and can't be used by the general public at all. So you're not going to be booking into one of those hotels because there are no bookings available. That would account for a lot of the hotels, but not all. Some hotels are housing asylum seekers, but not solely. They might be using one floor in the hotel or whatever. So, Ciarán, to the people who are saying, yes, of course we have a right to know, what do you say to them?
Why would you have a right to know? Why?
Okay,
generally for a rule like that, a law like that, if that's what we're talking about, there has to be a reason behind it. You know, there's a reason why people are on, for example, a sex offenders register. There's a reason. So what's the reason? Just because somebody had in the past a bad experience with an asylum seeker. I've had a bad experience in a hotel with someone from BlackRock or from wherever. But I mean, why would you need to know? That's my point, when you don't know anything about any of the other guests in the hotel.
Okay, well, stay there for one second, Ciarán. Jessica, why would you need to know whether a hotel is housing asylum seekers or not?
Because I want to know. It's my right to know.
Well, it's not really your right to know, is it?
It isn't your right.
Why is it not my right to know? If you ask me, we shouldn't be using any of the hotels. Everybody uses any hotels. Use the ones at the airport.
Then some of the ones near the airport have been used, are being used still.
Yeah, some, but how many hotels did you say were taken up for them?
In total, in Ireland, 240 Irish hotels, which is around a third of the hotels in Ireland, have asylum.
That is madness. I'm sorry. No, that's madness.
So tell me then, Jess, why you think you have the right.
How would it affect your stay, Jess? If you were staying in a hotel tonight, how would it affect your stay if four of the rooms in that hotel were taken up with asylum seekers?
Well, now, in fairness, there's very few hotels that just four of the rooms
are
being...
No, there'd be a lot more. But let's say a floor.
Well, I personally wouldn't like it. If I got told, I'd be like, right, I'm going to find somewhere else to stay.
Why, though? Why?
I just wouldn't like it.
You just wouldn't like it.
That's not an answer. That's a kid.
Are they erring on the side of caution?
No, but that's a kid's answer. Like when I ask my daughter, why don't you like pasta? I just don't like it. That's not an answer.
Yeah, but you're the one who said, like, oh, well, travellers are coming in. You know, travellers would also show idea when they're checking in, don't you?
Well, no, nobody has to show.
Who doesn't? No.
Sorry, I've never had to show a passport staying in an Irish hotel.
Never. Oh, well, I have. I've had to show ID to make sure it matches the booking.
No, Jess, I only stayed in a hotel in Dublin a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, didn't have to show any ID to stay in the hotel. That's ridiculous. Maybe when you go to Spain.
Well, it does happen. I've stayed in a few Dublin hotels and they've asked, yeah, if you just check your passport.
If you're staying in an Irish hotel, you wouldn't even bloody bring your passport with you.
No, I didn't ever bring my passport. Bring your Galway. Passport to Galway.
Well, it's the only ID I have, Jeremy. So if I'm going on my own, I don't have ID, what am I meant to bring?
The point I was making when I mentioned the travellers thing, which is obviously a made-up story, was that if I said that I wouldn't stay in a hotel because there's members of the travelling community staying there, there will be absolute outrage, war. That senator woman who's a member of the travelling community would be calling for my head on the plate. So do you not see, why is it okay for one minority group and not for to another minority group? Like, you're literally saying
because
that you...
Because one's born and bred in Ireland. These aren't. They're coming from God knows where.
How do you know they're born and bred in
Ireland? Hang on, Jess. For fuck's sake, Jess. Most hotels you stay in Ireland, the majority of people staying in the hotel are actually tourists, not born and bred in Ireland.
Who wants to avoid my hotels? Are you telling me that's not killing the tourist industry?
What's that got to do with your right to know whether or not an asylum seeker is staying in the hotel?
Because I should have a right to know.
But again,
Why should I not have a right to know?
I'm asking why. Okay, so say you ring a hotel and you say, is there any asylum seekers staying in your hotel? And they say, yeah, we have one floor out of four that is housing asylum seekers. What are you going to say then? Right, cancel my reservation.
I'll be asking why.
What do you mean why? That's a stupid question. Why? Because they're being paid.
Why is it so wrong to know why you're asking why we're keeping them there? Why is that such a bad thing to ask?
So you want to ask a receptionist in a hotel, why are there asylum seekers in your hotel?
Yeah.
She's not going to be able to answer the question.
What's wrong with wanting to know that information?
Well, what's the answer, Jess? The answer is they're getting paid to put people in rooms. That's it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. It's all great for them.
Well, no, it's not. The woman working at reception is just earning a couple of quid an hour. She's not the owner of the hotel.
But again, my question is, Jess, if you found out there was one floor of asylum seekers, let's say, in a hotel, which they're not going to tell you anyhow, what would you do? Cancel your reservation?
I would, yeah, because they're living the life of what I mean when they charge me an extortionate amount.
Well,
that's your loss.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the point, Jess. Your loss.
And so Martin just said the difference between travellers, and by the way, this we're not pitting travellers against asylum seekers. It was an analogy. Martin's saying travellers are paying customers, asylum seekers aren't. So this is how pathetic it's getting there, Martin. So Martin, you would be...
Now you want to know who's paying the bill.
Your biggest concern, Martin, is if the person staying next to you is... So by that reckoning, let's take Martin's argument to... Let's take Martin's argument to the end, okay? So Martin doesn't want anybody staying in a hotel who's not paying for it. So Martin, would you have a problem if a person on social welfare was booked into a hotel beside you? Literally, they got their hotel on handouts.
I won a voucher for a hotel a few weeks ago, which is how I stayed in the hotel, but I didn't pay for it.
Don't say we're Martin. Don't say beside Martin. You would literally, that's how snowflakey these people are. You would literally ruin Martin's hotel break because you didn't pay for it.
You see, Jess, the bottom line is you have no right to find out whether a hotel is housing asylum seekers. None whatsoever. No more than you have a right to know...
Yeah, that's what you think.
No more than you have a right to know, are there a load of Manchester United fans staying in the hotel or English people? I don't like English people.
Now your comparisons are just getting stupid.
Okay,
now.
No, I don't see how.
Okay, Jess.
Now they're just getting stupid.
Okay, Jess, I'm booking a hotel at the weekend and I don't like lesbians. Like yourself, I'm not a fan of lesbians. I don't want to be spending my weekend seeing you and your girlfriend kissing in the bar beside me. Would it be okay for me to ring up the hotel and say, is your woman Jess the lesbian staying there? Absolutely not.
If you had a problem with it, that's your prerogative.
So we have a right to know every little thing about every customer in the hotel. That's ridiculous.
No, you're the one getting ridiculous. You're the one scraping the barrel for comparison.
No, but Jess, you still haven't really answered the question why. Why do you think you have a right to know? What is that information going to do for you?
Well, she's not going to book the hotel, she said, Adrian. That's what she said.
But again,
You answer my question. Why shouldn't we know?
Because, well, there's privacy legislation.
You're saying it's none of our business, but it is when our taxes are paying for their stay.
But that's, that's a different conversation.
But your taxes are also paying
it's
for...
It's all different conversation. It's all tied in.
But your taxes are also paying for somebody on social welfare who's staying in the hotel the weekend. Does that bother you?
Yeah, you can't compare homeless accommodation to this. You can't.
No, you literally said, I don't want someone staying there who's not paying for their stay. That's what you said. Like, remind the podcast.
If it's homeless accommodation,
I'm not talking about homeless.
I don't think, no, I want to know.
No, I'm not talking about homeless accommodation. I'm talking about a family like the one we had in the podcast a few months ago who was off to Florida for 2 weeks, even though she's never worked a day in her life. I'm talking about Dole recipients. Have you a problem with them staying in hotels?
I probably would, yeah.
So you want to be able to ring up a hotel and say, any of your guests on the Dole don't want to stay there?
Yeah, but here's the difference, Jeremy. Someone on the Dole, you know where they are, you know where they come from. These people come in, you don't know where they're coming from.
Sorry, by the way, Mum.
You're not connecting the dots here for that.
No. Everybody's staying in a hotel you don't know. I'm going over to the Canaries next month on holidays. I'm staying in a hotel that has 400 rooms. I don't know where any of them come from. I don't know anything about them.
And if you go to a hotel in Spain at the check-in for your reception, do you not have to show them something to make sure it matches the booking?
Yeah, you do. But that proves nothing either.
Yeah, that just proves you.
And guess who's not doing that? And who's not doing that?
But that just proves you gave a passport. Did you have a passport?
Most of them don't have passports. You don't fucking get it.
No, that's not even true, Jess, anymore. It's that problem.
Are you serious?
That problem is not as bad as it was. That problem isn't as bad as it was. The fact of the matter is.
Oh, so because it's not as bad as it was, that's okay then. Okay.
No, Jess, I'm asking you, what in God's name are you worried about? What are you concerned about?
Hang on, Adrian. I'll defend Jess to this point. If you booked a hotel and you found out 75% of the occupancy was unvetted male migrants.
Obviously,
I would say, okay.
But that's not the case. In fact, one of the messages we got, there was children's toys all over the corridors, bikes and prams everywhere. That's not unvetted males. That's families being housed in the hotels. But again, Jess, I'm asking you a simple black and white question. What in God's name are you worried about? What are you concerned about? What is the issue that would make you cancel your booking?
Why would they be staying in the City West Hotel, even though the public can't use it? Say that one, for example.
Why are they being housed there when
they can be kept at Dublin Airport?
There's no point in using that as an example because it's not a hotel anymore. The state owns it.
Oh, so you can pick out ridiculous comparisons, but I can't.
Yeah, I asked you a straight question that you haven't been able to give me an answer to. What in God's name are you worried about? What is your concern? What would lead you to cancel that reservation?
Because why the hell are they allowed to stay there, living the life of royalty off the taxpayers? Meanwhile, we get charged extortionate amounts.
Oh, right, okay. That's it. But it's not like the hotel room is being paid for. It is being paid for. The hotels aren't
paid. Yeah, by you, me, not by them. If they want to stay, they can pay for themselves, but they won't. They'd rather just live off the world.
Kieran, what do you make to that argument?
Well, which argument? That's my genuine feeling. There isn't one, because as you said, she hasn't really answered the question. You know, if she's staying in a hotel in Dublin on the night of an Oasis concert and she has paid ridiculous amounts of money to stay in that hotel, and that's her choice, and then she finds out it was, like you say, one or two floors taken up with asylum seekers, she's going to walk out the door with her luggage, go to the concert, and worry about accommodation later, is she?
I shouldn't imagine so. But anyway, I'm just looking for an answer as to why people... And by the way, she's not alone. There's a lot of people who believe they have some entitlement to be given the information about whether or not the hotel that you're planning to stay in is housing asylum seekers or not. They feel they have the right to find out that information.
Even if there was a rule, Adrian, I mean, anyone can check into any hotel without giving their name. They can give a false name. Yeah, I can stay in a hotel in Dublin tonight under the name of, I don't know, Jimmy Savile if I wanted to. No one's going to bat an eyelid.
Yeah, somebody might. Somebody might with that name.
Fair enough. But see my point. Yes, Bertie Ahern or Leo Redper. You know, no one's going to ask me to prove who I am. As long as I'm paying my bill, they're not going to care.
Do me a favour, stay in the line there for 1 second. Let me bring in David.
Hey lads, great show there as usual, but in all honesty, I've never heard a more stupid argument in my whole life as what Jess is putting up there. What the fuck is she actually talking about? Jess, you need to go home and, you know, go to bed for a few hours or something, because your argument is absolutely ridiculous.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, before the break, we heard David's message given out yards about Jess. Your argument is absolutely ridiculous. To be honest, she didn't even make an argument.
Her argument was as weak as my mother's tea that she makes. It was a very, very weak argument. The argument was...
Why do you want to know? I just do.
I just do. That's not an argument. That's a childish argument. You just go, I just do.
Martin, why... Or do you believe that people should have a right to know whether the hotel they're booking into is housing asylum seekers?
I think they should. I don't think they should have to advertise it, but I think if the question is asked, they should definitely be told the truth on the matter. Because, I mean, if they start advertising it, you know, the people won't book into the hotel. A lot of people won't book into the hotel. And I don't want to book into a hotel that's taken...
Hello?
That's the God's honest truth.
Sorry, I lost you there. Say that again, please.
I can't even remember where I was.
Okay, you said, I don't want to book into a hotel.
Oh, I don't want to book into a hotel that is helping this government get this country into turmoil, turn it into an absolute cesspit, turn it into the likes of Sweden and England and along those lines. I don't want to give my money to people like that.
Oh, so it's a moral objection to the state renting hotel rooms, is it?
Absolutely, yeah, and I don't see what the issue is with it. And I mean, yeah, I said in my voice note, you can call me Mystic Meg. I knew it was going to come up that your man Kieran and Jeremy both said, oh, you could be in there next to anyone. You could, but the majority of people, say if they're a tourist, they have to show a passport. You know who they are. If it's an Irish person, they have a PPS number. These unvetted males that are coming in here, and I'm not saying it's all.
I gave an example. I stayed in a hotel in Dublin City 2 weeks ago. I gave absolutely zero ID. Absolutely no idea.
No, but you
whatsoever.
Have a PPS number, Adrian.
I didn't have to give
you your name. You have to put a name down. You can't just rock up to a hotel. I want a room for a night. What's your name? Not fucking telling you.
I could have said Mickey Mouse. Nobody ever checked. Nobody checked. I had to fill out a form, and I could have written Mickey Mouse on the form if I wanted to.
How did you get to the hotel?
What do you mean, how did I get to the hotel? I got the bus or the Lewis or whatever.
Well, there's cameras all over Dublin. You could have been tracked.
But
no problem.
I mean, you're talking about having a PPS number. I didn't give a PPS number into the hotel when I was booking in.
I know, but you gave your name as Adrian Kennedy. Like, I mean, there you go, Adrian Kennedy. Is there an Adrian Kennedy? It's trackable. These people who come in here, they're not, you can't track them.
I know, but Martin, with the greatest respect, given a PPS number, your PPS number doesn't guarantee that you're not going to be a maniac with a knife or something like that.
I'm not saying that, but it's preventable. Do you know what I mean? It's not preventable, whereas you could be preventable against an asylum seeker carrying a knife, because you genuinely don't know who they are. I can't understand how you can't get this in, because first off,
okay,
that
is to suggest that every single asylum seeker in this country is unidentifiable. The majority of them are actually identifiable.
I'd say the minority are actually identifiable. But
we'll agree to disagree. Most people arriving into this state now do have paperwork of some sort. There are still cases.
That's like putting up the wet floor sign after somebody slipped and broke their neck. Do you know what I mean? There's still how many of them in here? Like you still see the Ukrainian cars driving around with Ukrainian plates on. They've been here, what, 4 or 5 years or whatever? And they haven't had to change them over. They're still living in hotels.
You know, I have to be honest with you. I saw one only yesterday myself. I have an issue with that as well. I genuinely do. Mind you, the person that I saw in the lovely Ukrainian car that I saw yesterday might have only arrived 6 months ago. Didn't necessarily arrive 4.5 years ago.
Yeah, but if I brought a car in from England, then I'd have to change that over straight away.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'll be honest with you, I do have a bit of an issue with that myself, that if you're staying here, you should have to re-register your car, if nothing else. But that could suggest to you that people coming here from places like Ukraine have no intentions of staying here forever. They want to go home.
Well, sure, yeah. They go home to get their dental work done. They go home for holidays. They go home to bring their pets over, all at the taxpayers' expense. You know, and also get the cars fixed at taxpayers' expense.
There was one example of that. There was one example of that, of a video.
The one example that was actually put in the public domain.
There was one alleged example of that.
Let me ask you a question, Martin. Yourself and Mrs. Martin are going to Cork to spend a lovely romantic night, just the two of you, okay? And yeah. You book the hotel on Trivago, Booking, whatever the case may be. You go down, you and your missus, dine for a lovely romantic night, bit of champagne in the bedroom, flowers, petals on the bed. And as you're booking in, you happen to see three people who, it's fairly obvious to you, are asylum seekers staying in the hotel. Do you tell Mrs. Martin, no, sorry, we're not going here, we're going to a B&B down the road? Would you refuse?
I would have. I'd have checked that out beforehand, Jeremy.
How would you? And how would you check it out?
How would you check it out?
Why? Because there's Facebook groups that name and shame these hotels. As the man came and said, all you have to do is Google it.
So you, before you book any hotel in Ireland, you Google to see if it is housing asylum seekers, do you?
Absolutely. I'm not putting money towards fuckers like that. They're ruining the country. No way.
But you're not.
And I don't care if somebody else could take the hotel room and give the money. I'm not giving my good money towards it. There's a hotel near here. Mrs. Martin would only love to go for dinner in it. I won't go. I will not go. And it's got rave reviews in the restaurant. But I will not go. I am not being complicit. I will not give my money to them.
Because there are some asylum seekers in the hotel. Is that it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's not some, actually. It's quite a few.
And does Mrs. Martin approve of that, or would it not bother her? Would she just go anyway?
She'd go for the dinner anyway, but I wouldn't. No, I'm not giving my money. There's plenty more nice places around here I can go for a bite to eat that aren't fucking dilapidated in the country. Right?
So are you arguing that you have a right to, or you should have a right to pick up a phone, ring a hotel reception and ask them, are there asylum seekers staying here? Do you think you should have that right?
I think I should have the right. And then Jeremy's bullshit analogy there, like, do you know, and pulling me up on it, oh, what if somebody was on social welfare? I'd have a massive issue if somebody on social welfare was able to afford a hotel that's about 200 or 300 quid a night. I'd have a massive issue with that. They shouldn't be able to do that if they're on social welfare.
But then we're in complete agreement. Complete agreement.
Do you know, like, I would have, and I've said it on this podcast before, I have as much disdain for these career doll heads than I do for fucking asylum seekers coming here on the gravy train. Equal disdain for them. So, and I guess another analogy there, Adrian, as long as I won a hotel break, well, just the fuck off. My tax money isn't going out into your hotel break fund. Like, do you know? My tax money is going towards these fuckers coming into the country.
Yeah, it depends. You don't know what dodgy sources Adrian got his hotel voucher from. Let's just say. I won it in the quiz.
He might have slipped one out of the radio station.
He worked. I won it in the quiz. You look like Bertie Ahern there.
I won it in the quiz.
You won it on the horse.
I did. Yeah, but it wasn't 50 grand's worth. Where am I going now? I'm going to Monica. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Monica.
Hello.
Well, Monica, what did you want to say on this?
Well, like I said, I don't agree with it, and I don't agree with, say, Irish people who are on the dole living in hotels. Hotels are a luxury, not a necessity. And why should, as a taxpayer, pay for a luxury for someone, and then the same hotels are saying to anybody, say, that wants to do a staycation in Ireland, oh, it's going to be 200, 300, 400, 500 euros just to stay for a night or two. It's a joke.
No, and I agree. The amount of asylum seekers being housed in hotels in Ireland has really screwed up the whole hotel business in terms of, for the rest of us, is what I mean. It's made hotels much more expensive and much less availability. However, do you think you should have the right to ring a hotel and find out whether or not they have any asylum seekers?
Yeah, if it's asylum seekers that are majority being male, I should have the right to ask. As a woman, I feel like, are these males coming in from a country where females are, you know, really treated so badly?
Now, here's the thing, Monica, and I don't know if anybody has the answers. By the way, just on a side note, we did ask about 45 minutes ago to hear from people who had bad experiences because they stayed in a hotel with asylum seekers. We've got not one story yet, so I don't know what that says. We're open to these stories. If you have a bad experience of staying in a hotel with asylum seekers staying there, let us know. What are the rules? I don't know if you know this, Monica. What are the rules? If there's, say, for instance, I book into Kennedy's Hotel, yeah, which is a lovely hotel, okay. owned by Adrian, and the top floor of Kennedy's Hotel is all asylum seekers, yeah? Will you see them at the breakfast table in the morning? Will you see them in the bar at night?
In a lot of hotels, they're not allowed to use the common facilities.
You won't see them in the swimming pool area?
No, or the bar or the restaurant. Maybe for breakfast, I think it varies from place to place, but in a lot of places they are not allowed to use the main facilities in the hotel.
So are they stuck in the room constantly? Like, where
and, this, and this could, I was just about to pick Monica up on that. Monica, you describe a hotel as a luxury, and I would agree with you. Unless you're,
yeah, it is a luxury. It's on, the whole point of it. Yeah,
unless you're living in it for weeks and weeks on end with no cooking facilities, literally a room with a bath and a bathroom. Like, that, I don't call that luxury. Yeah, maybe it's luxury for the one or two nights that you're staying. But when that's your life, when that's where you're living, I wouldn't class that as a luxury at all.
No, but most some of these that are coming into the country are not from war-torn countries. You'd expect it from somebody from a war-torn country where their life may be in danger, which would should be women and children, not military-age men.
So you want to be able to ring a hotel and say what percentage of the residents in your hotel are men of a military age?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm sure you can understand why a hotel is not going to give you out that information, can you?
No, because they don't want people to know. They don't want people to feel uncomfortable if they want to go stay in their hotel.
And let me ask you then, what is it, because I asked Jess earlier on and I didn't get an answer, what is it that would make you so uncomfortable? Because obviously if you're in a hotel, you're staying in your own room, you close the door, you can lock the door even when you go into your room. What are you worried about?
Like I've seen it myself in my own experience where you've been followed into your hotel room. You're being followed around the place by men that when you tell them, no, go away, to go on with themselves, they still won't take no as an answer. So that would make any woman uncomfortable in this country.
Has that happened to you, by the way? Don't mention the hotel for the moment because we can't confirm, but has it happened to you where men followed you when you're in a hotel?
Yes. And we've had friends of mine had notes slipped under their door, hotel door, as in come and have the ride or whatever. Or it was kind of vulgar. What was slipped under the door?
And were these men like? Were they Irish? Were they asylum?
We can't tell because the note was slipped under the door while we were sleeping, and we'd get up in the morning and we'd find these vulgar kind of notes left under the door.
Do me a favour, Monica. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number.
No, we did get confirmation of the story I asked for. We just don't know the nationality of the people who left.
No,
those,
we just know somebody left a weird note under the door.
It could be lads on a stag night or something like that. You just wouldn't know.
Darren!
If hotels were telling people that there was asylum seekers in their hotel, I can guarantee you that hotel would probably be completely closed within the next month or two. No joke. Yeah, people probably want to know, but at the same time, hotels are probably not telling people to prevent them from closing.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Colm, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Colm?
Not too bad, Adrian.
Well, Colm, are people entitled to know the nationalities or whether or not asylum seekers are staying in hotels?
I think so, yes. I have to agree because, I think it's just so mad. And I think that people want to know, they want to protect their families and they want to know exactly what's going to be in there, who's going to be in there, how many, what it's going to be like. And I just want to add in what would come to my mind. You said, what would you worry about? And my worry would be something like what happened to that poor woman in Mauritius when she was on her honeymoon. And she only popped down to her room to get a couple of biscuits to share with her husband. And she was murdered in her room. And with all this, with this large amount of people who are bored, or as you said, they're bored all day long. They've nothing else to do. They don't work. There's nothing else to do but walk around the hotel and fucking be nosy. And that would be my fear. I wouldn't like my daughter or my son or my wife walking around the hotel knowing that these are all floating about.
Okay, now you're talking about the case of Michaela McCreevy, and she was murdered in her hotel room. You're dead right. It is believed, though, that it was actually staff members. It wasn't asylum seekers hanging around the hotel doing nothing. It was actually a member or members of staff that may have inflicted that upon her. So this is, what sort of an example is that to give?
Well, I think it's the most serious one and the most realistic one, Adrian, because the reason why she was murdered is because these people were poor. He was a poor person. He was going into rooms and robbing jewellery and cash. They were poor people that were broken.
I understand that, but not an asylum seeker. There's loads of there's loads of poor people around.
I understand, Adrian. That was what came to my mind when I was thinking about my family in a hotel with a lot of these asylum seekers around, you know.
But again, this luxury hotel that herself and her husband were staying in wasn't full of asylum seekers.
No, it was a five-star hotel that had no asylum seekers in it. And as Adrian said, it was believed and still is believed that the staff were in on it.
I just think that, you know, I'm just telling you what comes to my heart, and I think that large groups of men, as we can say, as we've been told, I think they concoct a plan like that.
But again, that story of Michaela McCreevy is a horrific story, absolutely horrific. It's something we will never forget as a nation. But thankfully, touch wood and all that, people aren't being murdered in hotel rooms the length and breadth of the country on any sort of a regular basis. There's no logic behind this sort of fear, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, Adrian, the only thing, and I don't want to be contradicting here or be stupid, but the likes of what happened in Poppentry the other day, where there's three men were scarpered out of the park when they were confronted. If they had nothing to hide, why didn't they stay and call the police and fight their calling? Because they're up to no good. And Peter was saying in hotels, this is what people's fear are. The fear is there because it's people are seeing it, people are witnessing it.
Okay, so do you think it's a bad idea to mix regular paying guests with asylum seekers in hotels, that every hotel housing asylum seekers should only house asylum seekers?
I do. Because if I'm paying good money, then I want people that are not going to look down their nose at me, not going to have a cultural difference.
Colm, again, as Jeremy said earlier on, a hotel by its very nature
houses
people from all over the world. You're not going to know the nationality of everybody staying in a hotel, but by their very nature, tourists come from far-flung corners of the world and stay in hotels here.
I do understand that, but in the people, what do? They check out and they go explore, and they integrate and they go home and they behave themselves. What we're seeing is these people are not behaving themselves in these hotels. They don't care about what they're being given. It's not good enough, and there's a lot of unrest. You know, I wouldn't like to share a hotel with them. Absolutely not. It would put a huge grey cloud over that. And if you're going to spend £300 to £600 on a weekend, you're going to want it to be calm. And if in Ireland, you're going to want it to be Irish. If it's in Spain, you're going to want it to be Spanish.
Colm, don't be so ridiculous. It's not. You're in Ireland. It's not going to be Irish. It's going to have foreigners from all over the world who are here on their holidays. Listen to yourself, man.
No, I understand. I'm this is an uneducated opinion. I don't have the facts and all that, but I just think, what about your wife, Adrian? Your wife wouldn't like to go, right, see you later, Adrian. You're going out with the lads at a few points. I'm going to hang around the pool or hang around the hotel. You'd be like, absolutely not. You are not. I'll stay here with you or you're coming with me.
Well, no, last year, Colm, on our holidays in the hotel we were staying in, Jesus, where was I last year, Adrian?
Salou, somewhere like that.
One of the days, my wife was a bit tired and I said, I'll take the kids off for a drive for the day, and my wife stayed by the pool.
Jesus.
At no point did she feel unsafe. Now, having said that, Colm, I will agree with you. Since the Michaela McCreevy incident happened, the horrific murder, I will never let her go back. No matter where we're staying, I won't let her go back up to the room on her own.
Yeah, I get that.
That is something amazing.
All right, Colm, thanks very much indeed for your call. A few more opinions on this, like Darren.
Ask yourself the question as to why the asylum seekers are not allowed to use the common facilities the same as every other person in the hotel. Why is that, do you think? Because they know people won't like seeing them every fucking morning going out for breakfast and their dinner. That's why.
All right, and then finally, Neil is not happy.
Sorry, lads, he's at two left today. He's at two delusional today. He's just keep picking up for the asylum seekers as if they do nothing wrong no matter what. Sorry, lads, I'm turning yous off today. Take care.
Sorry, Darren, he's gone.
No,
sorry.
He sent him a message and I still love you, though. By the way, Neil, we've always said that it's okay to disagree with us sometimes. I didn't think I was far left. I think we were the voice of reason today.
Yeah, no, I just think the mere notion of ringing a hotel, can you tell me precisely the nationalities of the patrons in your hotel?
I'm staying in Minnesota, Mississippi, Minnesota, or Minneapolis, Minnesota next month, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I ring up the hotel. I know, is there MAGA staying there? Because I can't stand MAGA, yeah? Can't stand MAGA heads. Are there any MAGA staying in your hotel? Because I do not want to stay there if there's MAGA there. It's crazy.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.